Our next order, our next sub-public hearing was subdivision 2006-43, Summer Herald Developments LLC.
This is the one that we don't have.
Need a plus, need a plus record on both sides. You need the comments from the state and you need the response.
How did that happen? I mean, I don't remember this happening to us before.
Dorothy asked me the same question, and the only thing I can think of is, and Lawrence can probably expand on this, but we don't put anything on the agenda unless they've indicated that they've applied to plus.
Right.
So I don't know where the breakdown was, but they didn't get on the plus agenda until a month ago.
So they've been before plus then?
They've been there, so they've met the technical requirements.
That's right, you had the question before.
But they haven't completed the process.
Of course, we don't have anything in writing that tells us when they applied and in terms of the plus application.
The record is rather thin.
Yeah, I would like some time to discuss with Mr. Robertson.
I think you think it's a good idea.
The 99.9C, whether that was addressed or not. He and I have probably reviewed the minutes or the tapes to
They referenced each issue.
Mr. Willie.
Four different people responded to it.
Yeah.
That's what was throwing me off because I didn't know I didn't have it right in front of me if they're jumping around.
They didn't go right down the list.
Right. It was a matter of interpretation of what you heard. It wasn't identified.
I think,
And for me, delay would be preferable to error on this.
Probably take us a lot of time.
Well, I think you should anyway, just because of the
just
plus.
Just a plus.
You have to wait for plus. You have to wait for plus comments. And you have to give the public an opportunity to respond to that because that's a big deal, I think.
Plus the commission time to respond to that.
Yeah, I think we need to leave the record open for 30 days, maybe.
After plus
comments get here.
Right.
So to let everybody see them, respond to them. In fact, we need to leave the record open for 30 days after the applicant has filed their response to the plus comments to give the public time to, if they want to see it.
Well, we get the plus comments, then the applicant's required by law to respond.
Right.
Then plus responds to that.
So then you really have to wait, till plus response to the applicant's response is in the file.
Ma'am, so you kind of understand what we're saying is this is all in writing at this point. They've been to the plus hearing up in Dover.
Plus hearing.
Preliminary land use service is handled through the Office of State Planning Coordination.
Right. And that's where all the state
agencies come in and have something to say about it. And that's why it's so important that everybody needs to wait for it.
And that's why Chairman Wheatley wasn't so concerned about the 3 or 4 years.
Yeah.
On this.
First of all, they're not anywhere close to getting approved or disapproved because we don't have anywhere near the amount of information we normally have. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I don't think we should have... We shouldn't have them on the agenda if they don't have that information, I don't think. And, I mean, I know it's the first time this has happened since I've been on the commission that I can remember.
The way it was set up with the plus folks was that we just have to know they applied.
Yeah, I know. And that
they can say we're going to apply.
Yeah.
They let us know it, and then we can proceed from there.
Yeah, okay.
And that's like the Delta thing. Delta things. Typically 30 days.
Yeah.
You can apply if DLDOT says they don't need a TIS.
Basically. Yeah, that's true.
And then the plus comments, they just have to apply.
Yeah.
Now, if by agreement, commission feels that we shouldn't take an application until they've been to plus, all we have to do is get told that.
But they've been to plus.
They've been.
Well, the problem is that's all we don't know. The problem we have to address is this, where the information's not here and we're having
it's
a public
the return,
hearing.
There's a return volley from across.
Well, yeah, I mean, we can leave the record open and that's great, and there weren't a bazillion people here tonight with an interest in that application, but even if there's just one, it's terribly inconvenient to have a public hearing only to turn around, leave the record open, so if somebody has to come back, probably has to take off work if they want to see the stuff because they can only see it during the day. Yeah, you know, this is not a good situation.
Don't get Mr. Johnson's questions.
And we don't get the benefit of that.
Oh, sticky tab.
And I think, so.
Please.
I don't know if that helps you any, Mr. Tab. Smith. But
yeah, it certainly does.
I'd like another comment, Mr. Chairman.
Go on.
Maybe we should just consider rejecting it for lack of record. I mean, from this is my perspective. You know, we've talked about getting the plus comments, the response to plus comments, the response to the response. And at what point am I going to be able to ask all my questions from my sticky notes that I'm going to have all over plus and plus any other materials they might happen to provide us?
But can you say there's a lack of record?
I can.
You can say there's
just because they didn't have a book doesn't mean they have a lack of record.
Well, the book's not required.
Well,
it's not required.
Right, the book's not required.
No, there's not required, and there's not the lack of a record. The record is lacking, is what I think the gentleman's trying to say.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and that is reason to I mean, you could certainly, based on what was presented to you, if you don't think it was sufficient to grant subdivision, well, then that's you're entitled to reach that conclusion.
And the 99C would probably be better than
I have a question, right, though.
But you better be specific, Ben. I think a person would have to be specific because it's subject to challenge.
Do we know, with the situation with PLUS, was that they applied, you know, they're subject to when PLUS schedules it. Was it that they applied late, or is it they applied and it just never got scheduled with PLUS? Do we have details on that? Because
I don't know the dates right off the top of my head, but the law requires the PLUS meeting within a certain time frame from the application's receipt. So it's within 30 days. Typically, the beginning of the month is when it is submitted. The end of the month is when the public hearing is. So it was within 30 days.
Okay. I couldn't tell from what you'd said whether that...
But depending on the timing of when they talked to Lawrence and said, yeah, we submitted it, and when he needs to get the notices in for the advertisements, if the timing works out that there are enough Wednesdays or whatever, it might have worked out that it just was able to sequence properly to create the circumstance we have. I don't know. I mean, it's just
something we wanted to. Yeah. We need to find a way.
They came closer than they should have.
Yeah, a lot, and not as well prepared as most that come here. I mean, I understand that too. So
that's for development. That's
and they applied 16 months ago, and we didn't have that same agreement with PLUS at that time. I don't think we did.
It just seems odd to me we've been backed up 16 months for a long time, and they're the only people who haven't been able to get the PLUS comments.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that. I'm saying that the process changed in the last 18 months anyway.
Right, okay.
I didn't look at my agreement date, but there was an agreement.
But we don't know whose fault that is, right? Do we know it's PLUS' fault, or do we know it's the applicant's fault?
It could have been our fault. I don't know.
It could have been. Yeah, the thing is, it's really not that much... whose fault it is we have to have a mechanism to keep it from happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, the fact that it's only happened once, I think, indicates it's not a big problem.
I can answer that going through the file and see. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it either way. But
have another hearing.
If the consensus, if you're going towards deferral, that's where you're going to go. I've got it already written out of the motion.
Well, I think that, although Mr. Johnson had an interesting thought of just rehearing the whole thing when all the information gets here.
Yeah.
I mean, I think given the fact that there's not the PLUS comments for the public to look at and review and comment upon and ask questions the same as a commission, it's almost like we need to have another public hearing.
But there's only one way that's fair, and that's if they get back in line, because essentially you're going to be rewarding someone for not being prepared if we say you can come back in 90 days.
Yeah, but he on his defense, he thought he was prepared. He did, even though he didn't prepare an exhibit book, he answered the questions, right, or it seemed to, without having the record in front of you all written out.
In their interpretation,
his interpretation on 99.9C was addressed.
He said he did.
Every issue. I didn't have it in front of me, but almost every issue I picked up.
Yeah, he did. Okay.
I mean, so if the decision was that the record was lacking, then you have to come up with a motion.
You have to say what was lacking.
For denial and state what they were.
What they failed to prove, yeah.
Well, just to get back to that line of thinking, I was going back through the rules, and the rules of procedure say that, and I think this would maybe fall under it, in the event that you need more time, the presentation may be suspended by approval of the majority of the Planning and Zoning Commission. The problem is, though, I think we closed the public hearing.
We did.
Already, and so that I think at this point limits our ability to reopen it, perhaps.
That is an interesting concept, because I don't think since I've been here we've ever suspended.
Well, I'll tell you where.
It's nice to know you can do that, because if I didn't, if I would have been,
But that, I'll tell you where that more came into play, though. That's in the old days where you'd be here at like midnight, and for example, Mr. Allen would say, we're suspending it, and you're rescheduling it for another day, and you have to say when it would be rescheduled for.
Actually, Mr. Ralph used to say that he was done at midnight because he had to go shut the irrigation off.
Oh, 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
He had to leave at 11.
He didn't care how long we stayed, but he was leaving at 11 because he didn't want the irrigation to run over the chicken house.
Let me ask one question.
Made sense to
Commissioner
me.
Smith was the only one that had an opportunity to take a look at the required report under the environmentally sensitive district. Was it your impression that that was a complete report, or did that need more?
And is that report a part of the record?
Yeah,
it is part of the record, but is it complete? I mean, just because they put in something, there has to be a ruling that it's acceptable.
Well, that came in early, just so everybody understands that, because that came through me on the TAC review.
And that is required. It's a required element. So they submitted the document. Whether or not it's adequate is a whole other issue.
I think we're kind of pretty much don't have a lot of choice except to defer it and leaving the record open to receive.
That would be my tendency.
All of those. I guess the question is, do we want the record open for anything else other than plus, or just the plus comments and the response and the response and the public's chance to look at it? All right, essentially, okay. Well, let's do that. Or I would suggest to you that we do that.
We're going to leave it open for everything?
No, I don't think we can.
Okay.
But
just check.
Keeping in mind, gentlemen, that when it comes time to make a decision, you can only consider what's in the record. So the record stands as it is today, plus whatever we allow in, which I believe the motion is going to be, plus comments, comments to the comments, and comments to the comments to the comments, and then public comments to the comments to the comments to the comments.
Yeah, do we want these public comments written?
They have to be written. And I would give them ample time to consider it. So,
well, Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision number 2006-43, the applicant being Summerhill Developments LLC, my motion at this time is deferral. With the record open for the department's receipt of the plus comments. Responses to those plus comments from the applicant and responses from the public to the aforementioned plus comment response on behalf of the State Planning Office, coming from the State Planning Office and the applicant. I'd like to keep this record open for 30 days for the public to respond to those comments, responses.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2006-43, Summerhill Developments LLC, leaving the record open as noted in the motion.
Just real quick, Mr. Lang, did you get that? I mean, do you?
The exact wording?
Well,
my interpretation of what Mr. Smith just said. That we defer for further consideration and receipt of the plus comments and leave the record open for 30 days for written comments after the applicant responds to plus and plus responds to the applicant's comments.
That
very good.
Like what he said.
Isn't that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I just want to make sure that we had the same thing.
Yeah. wording was a little different, but that clarified.
You threw an extra in there.
How?
No, you did, but that's what was needed. You needed.
How does the public know when their clock has started running?
Well, and when we get done regular business, and I have to pass out a copy of a plus comment that we received on another project we've been waiting for. So by giving that to you this evening, it's in the record of the minutes, and it's on the worldwide internet right now that it's being presented to you, and then in the 14 days when that one starts. So it'll be the same basic.
All right, this is
it'll be in the record.
There's a way for people to know. Yeah.
And I would ask
it'll
that,
be on, and it would be on the minutes.
Since we had one person here in. With a concern about that, maybe perhaps the office.
She knows who to call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked to her pretty regularly.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that there was a mechanism for in place, and it sounds like there is. So we have a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye.
Carried 4-1. Mr. Johnson voting no.